have to continue our discussion. We mentioned that the Sheva Brachas are recited both in Beis Chasanim and Kol Shiva. During the Shiva Simei HaMishta, we recite the Sheva Brachas. There's an interesting halacha that the Gemara in Ksubas has in Dav Zayin Amud Beis, that during the Shiva Simei HaMishta, we only recite Sheva Brachas if there are Panim Chadoshes. Obviously, that's talking about the Sheva Brachas of Kol Shiva. At the Chuppah, everyone is Panim Chadoshes. Everyone is new. But if someone goes to the Chuppah and then he joins the meal, one of the meals of the Sheva, of the Shiva Simei HaMishta, so he doesn't count as Panim Chadoshes, he's not a new face. So if all the people there were at the Chuppah, then we wouldn't recite Sheva Brachas at the Shiva Simei HaMishta. We need a Panim Chadoshes, you need a new face at the Shiva Simei HaMishta in order to recite Sheva Brachas. What's the nature of this halacha? Why do you need Panim Chadoshes? So there are two ways of explaining this din. One way to say is that you need Panim Chadoshes because when you have a new face, so that is marbe the simcha chosim akala. And it's the Tosefes simcha that creates the chiyuv of Sheva Brachas. Look, at the chuppah, the chosim akala had tremendous simcha, the very beginning. So the idea is, you chayev to recite Sheva Brachas throughout the Shiva Simei HaMishta, if you can mimic, if you can reach the same level of simcha that they had at the chuppah. So if you have Panim Chadoshes, we assume, yeah, it's a new face, who wasn't able to be there at the chuppah, he's mesamech the chosin and the kala, he had simcha to them, so that Tosef is simcha, is mechayev and Sheva Brachas. And who's chayev to recite the Sheva Brachas? Everyone. Once there's that Tosef is simcha, we're in a context of extra simcha for chosin and kala, so all the people present are chayev to recite Sheva Brachas. That's one way to look at it. The other way to look at it is the reason why if you have Panim Chadoshes, we say Sheva Brachas, is because it's the Panim Chadoshes themselves who are chayev to recite the Sheva Brachas. Someone who wasn't mevar at the chosin and the kala, that's what the Sheva Brachas are about, right? The hatzloch of the chosin and the kala, Kadosh Baruch Hu should be mesameach them, they should join together, right? The birchas hasheva to thank Kadosh Baruch Hu for simcha of chosin and the kala. So someone who wasn't mevar at the brachas of the Sheva Brachas, the chosin and kala, has an obligation to do so. If he's at the chuppah, he was yotzei. People are reciting brachas and the whole tzibur is yotzei together. But Panim Chadoshes, who wasn't there at the chuppah, he has a chiyuv to be mevar the chosin and kala. So we say the Sheva Brachas to be motzi the Panim Chadoshes in their chiyuv. It's not that the Tosefes Simcha creates a context that now there's a chiyuv of Sheva Brachas, but rather the Panim Chadoshes themselves are chayev to recite the Sheva Brachas because they didn't hear the brachas beforehand and they have a chiyuv to be mevar the chosin and the kala. So everyone, you know, they don't have to be the ones to say the Sheva Brachas. We can be mechabed them with one of them. But they don't have to say all the Sheva Brachas. Other people can say the Sheva Brachas. It's like a Yatza Motzi almost, right? But everyone can recite the Sheva Brachas to be Motzi, the Panim Chadoshes, in their chiyuv. The Stipler in Ksubas points out that there seems to be a Machlokas Rishonim. Because the Rambam in Hilchos Brachas, Perek Beis, Halacha Yud, writes, Havlam hoyu ha'ochlem achem shvo shomu birchas nisuin b'shas nisuin mevorchen b'shvilom achar birchas ha'mozot. If some of the ochlem at the suda didn't hear the brachas at the time of the nisuin, we make the brachas b'shvilom for them after birchas ha'mozot. It sounds like the birchas chasanim in the context of the Panim Chadoshes is to be motzi the Panim Chadoshes in their chiyuv. But it sounds like from the Rambam, like the second approach, that it's not that Panim Chadoshes create a context of Tosefes Simcha and therefore everyone is Chayev. No, it's that the Panim Chadoshes themselves are Chayev, and that's why Mevarchim Bishvilam, we make a bracha for them. We make the brachas to be motzi them in Echiv. By contrast, Tosis and Ksubas and Avzayin and Mabez writes that Panim Chadoshes have to be Bnei Odom Shemarben Bishvilam HaSimcha Yosef. People that were marbe the Simcha for them. Sounds like we're marbe the Suda. Marba extra simcha for chosin and kala because of them. You have extra people who come, a colleague, a friend, and this and that. It makes the suda more chashuv. Sounds like it's a tosefes simcha issue. The chiyuv really is on the entire tzibur, but you need a context of Panim Chadoshes to create a tosefes simcha, and that's going to create the chiyuv on the tzibur to recite Sheva Brachas. Okay, two approaches: Tosfos and the Rambam. What's enough kimina? There are several issues that might hinge on this question. First of all, do the chosin and kala have to know the Panim Chadoshes? Not just the chosin and kala. The chosin and kala or their parents. Also, sometimes, you know, when a parent brings a long lost friend to a Sheva Bracha, so the appropriate thing is to bring over the friend to the chasen and kala, and you know the friend will say, "Oh, I knew your mother. We went to school together. It's so exciting to be here at your simcha." You know how it goes, right? So that adds simcha to the chasen and kala too, because they see that their parents are happy to see the long lost friend, and to see, you know, to see a colleague. You know that the colleague joins in the simcha. That adds simcha to chasen and kala too. It's noch besser, it's even better if the chasen and kala's own friend, the long lost friend that they haven't seen in 10 years, if that friend is able to come, or if the chavrusa for some reason couldn't make it to the chuppah, couldn't make it to the chasen, and they can come to a shavrach, that's Moses simcha to the chasen. If the kala has a friend who wasn't able to make it, that's Moses simcha to the kala. So do you need someone that the chasen and kala or their parents know, or can you just like invite someone off the street? Now, this is a very common shayla. You arrange that you'll have 10 people. We mentioned last time that you need 10 for shayla brachas. So you arrange that you'll have 10 men. So davar shebikdusha, we need 10 men. So you arrange, but you know how it goes. In the end, two people cancel on you. So now you frantically are trying to find someone. So you get one to fill in, but you still, you don't know what to do about the last one. So, you know, as the suit is continuing, you start to knock on the doors around, you know, in the homes around you. Right? So, okay, you know, if it's homes around you, and you know the people, you weren't going to invite them, but you know them, and it's exciting, you know, they are friends of yours, so then you can tell the chasen and kala that this is my friend, he's a member of our community, he gives shiur in the community, about tefillah, he's gevalt, whatever, you can be mesameh the chasen and kala. But you know, if you just like look out, if you don't have any people, they're all away at a different chasen. But somehow there's some guy, never, there's someone walking down the street. You say, could you come in for a Shabbat brachas? What's your name? You don't know the guy. The chasen and kala don't know him. He feels awkward. You feel awkward. It's not most of simcha. It takes away simcha from the chasen and kala. So does that work as panim chadashas? Chorit should depend on the shayla. If shad is like toisviz, that the purpose of panim chadashas is to be marbe simcha for chasen and kala, this lechor is not marbe simcha for anyone. So, it's not going to work. You can't say Sheva Brachas then. But if Pshat is like the Rambam, that the idea of Panach Hadoshus is that every Jew has a chiyuv to be Mevarat the Chasen and Kala, so this individual has a chiyuv to be Mevarat the Chasen and Kala. He doesn't know them, so he should get to know them. I mean, the appropriate thing to do is to bring the person over and to introduce them to the Chasen and Kala. So if you'll be Mekil, I mean, I don't think if you introduce him to the Chasen and Kala, that's going to be most of Simcha, but if you'll be makel for the Rambam, that the idea of Panim Chadoshes is simply that any Jew is mechuyav to be mevarat the chasen and kala, to then even someone that they don't know, it might not be most of simcha, but there's still a chiyuv of Sheva Brachas, because the Panim Chadoshes haven't been yotzei their chiyuv. This is one issue that might hinge on the question. The other issue, a very famous issue, is Shabbos. Do we need Panim Chadoshes on Shabbos? That's really what Tosis is going on. Tosis there writes that you don't need Panim Chadoshes on Shabbos. Because Shabbos itself is Panim Chadoshes. Mizmor Shel Yom HaShabbos, Panim Chadoshes Bo'o L'Kan. Sisrei Torah. What's Tosis talking about? Panim Chadoshes, right? He quotes a Medrash that Panim Chadoshes Bo'o L'Kan. So you don't need Panim Chadoshes on Shabbos, because Shabbos itself is Panim Chadoshes. So all the Mepharshim ask, what? Otu Shabbos Gavrahu? What, Shabbos is a Gavra? And he's chayiv in Sheva Brachas. What's going on over here? So Taisa says no, because the idea of Panim Chadoshes is that Yemarbe people that Yemarbe b'shvila masimcha yoser. So that's Shabbos. Shabbos Yemarbe the simcha b'shvila yoser. Shabbos Malkisa comes, so you have bigger sudas. So you don't need a Panim Chadoshes on Shabbos. Shabbos itself creates the ribui suda, which in turn creates a simcha. Right, and simcha ella ba'achila. The achila is what adds to the simcha. You have a beautiful suda, so you don't need extra panim chadoshes on Shabbos, because Shabbos itself is panim chadoshes, because it creates a riba suda, creates a tosefes simcha. It says the stipler that works very nicely according to Tosis, but not according to the Rambam. The Rambam holds that the chiyuv to say sheva brachos when you have panim chadoshes, because the panim chadoshes are chayiv. The Shabbos doesn't have a chiyuv. Right, the panim chadosh. If you need panim chadoshes to be chayiv and sheva brachos, Shabbos is not going to help you, because the Shabbos doesn't have a chiyuv. So according to the Rambam, even on Shabbos you'll need panim chadoshes, because the whole mechayiv of Sheva Brachos is that the panim chadoshes themselves are chayiv. But Shabbos doesn't have a chiyuv. It's not a gavra bar chiyuva. If you hold like Tosis, that the idea is when you have the context of Tosefes Simcha, then everyone is chayav to recite Shel Brachas, then that should apply on Shabbos, even if you don't have Panel Chadashos, because Shabbos itself is always a Tosefes Simcha. There's always extra Simcha. So if you have extra Simcha, then that should be Mechayav and Shel Brachas.
Ilan? I can't understand. Did Rabbi say that anyone who says Panim Chadashos holds that the humans and other people make them happy, not that they should just be happy, but then Shabbos isn't another people, this is them themselves being happy, not others making them happy.
Okay, right, so if you hold like the Rambam, that it's other people have a chiyuv to be mevarech the chasen and kala, so Shabbos doesn't have a chiyuv to be mevarech the chasen and kala. Right? If you're learning like the Rambam, that the idea is the ponim chadoshos achayev to be mevarech the chasen and kala, Shabbos doesn't have a chiyuv to be mevarech the chasen and kala. But if you learn that the ponim chadoshos create a context of simcha, and then everyone is chayev to be mevarech the chasen and kala to recite the brochas in the context of simcha, so Shabbos also creates that simcha because we're marbe besuda. So that would be sufficient. It would depend on Tosis and the Rambam. Okay? It's mistaber that even according to Tosfos, that you don't need Panim Chadashos on Shabbos, but Shalashudas Lechora can't be considered Panim Chadashos. If you're going to have the regular Shalashudas, as we described last time, right? The stale chali rolls with the rancid tuna fish, whatever. Right. I mean, not every Shalashudas is that bad. I'm not, you know, don't get me wrong. But, you know, if you have your posh of the Shalashudas in Shul, so, you know, that's not really Marba Simcha for too many people. Right, so lechora, that's not going to be enough. Comes out the shalashudis in shul. If you don't add to the shalashudis, it's a shaila whether you can say shavu brachas at that shalashudis for two reasons. One reason we mentioned last time, and the second reason is this very reason that we're talking about now. You can't say shavu brachas because it might not be called beis chasan. Remember, we talked about according to Tosis, beis chasan means only a suda that's arranged for chasan and kala, some special suda for chasan and kala. Because if it's not special for chasan and kala, that's not called beis chasanim. It's not. There's no simcha for chasan and kala. Remember that. But according to this, forget about whether it's called beis chasanim. It's not panim chadoshes. Panim chadoshes require extra simcha. It's not extra. So the minig is we add a little bit. We add to the suda. So if we add to the suda, then it can be called beis chasanim. It can be called panim chadoshes, and then you'll be able to say shavu brachas at shalashudas. Some taina that there's an old minig that a chosen says a drosha at Shalashudas and Shabbos. Why dafka Shalashudas? Sometimes a chosen speaks at all of the Shavu Brachas, but dafka at Shalashudas, even if he doesn't want to speak at the other meals on Shabbos, at Shalashudas he should say a drosha. That's the old minhag in Europe. Why? Because in Europe they didn't add to Shalashudas. They didn't have much for the other Sudas either, but they had a little bit more, but they didn't really add too much to Shalashudas. They probably just had challah, a little challah. But they weren't adding, it's a shiloh that you can say Sheva Brachas because maybe it's not a Tosef Simcha. So the minig was that the Chosim with Darshan, Shikuli Hashem Mishar Misamche Lev, the Tivri Torah Misamech Hasalev, that's a Tosef Simcha, it's Misamech the Tzibur, the Chosim is sharing his Torah, so that's Misamech the Tzibur, so that creates the context of Simcha that you can recite Sheva Brachas. That's the old minig that the Chosim is Doresh at Shalashudis to solve this problem because you never have Panim Chadoshes at Shabbos. Most cases you don't have Panim Chadoshes for Shalashudas if you didn't have it for the other. Even if you had Panim Chadoshes for the first two meals, but they can't be Panim Chadoshes for Shalashudas anymore. And that's why the old minig is that the Chasan Darshan is in order to add Simcha to the Sukkah. Yes.
Are we saying that Shabbos would add Simcha because we have special meals and because we eat a lot, or are we saying that Shabbos in itself, just being the day of Shabbos, adds?
I think it's because we're marbe besuda. The lashon of Tosis is that Panim Chadoshes means you're marbe b'shvila ha'simcha yoser, and I think they say that on Shabbos, this is the way some of the Achronim explain Tosis, that we're marbe besuda on Shabbos. So because we're marbe besuda, that gives the Tosef a simcha. So that prompts the question that if by Shalashudas you're not marbe besuda, then there's nothing special about Shalashudas. So if you taka add, which people do, they put out special platters with lox and with other things, you know, whitefish salad, whatever, extra things, extra cake, right? You have a kiddush, so you give the cake, whatever. There are ways of making shalashudas a little levedic. So if you make it a little bit nicer, so then you'll have your simcha that you need in order to say Shabbos. That's right.
My focus goes to the Rambam. Like for the Pesach,
we're going to get to that. That's a very good shayla. We're going to get to it. Yes.
But if during the rest of the week we're also Marbet Mesuda, so then Pato is supposed to be not needed on Chodoshos?
What do you mean with Marbet Mesuda?
If we make like a nice Suda during the week for the Shabbos Brachos.
Yes, it's 100%. What's the problem?
So you don't need Pato, so you wouldn't need Pano Chodoshos, because it's the same thing as Shabbos. If the Simcha of Shabbos is being borne out from the Suda, and if you have a nice Suda during the week also, then what's the option?
Saying if you're eating in a restaurant, so isn't that a nice Suda?
Yeah.
You never eat.
Or you
never
serve,
eat in a restaurant?
Or you go to your friend's house and you serve on the china with all the fancy.
Right. Not a Suda Shabbos. The cholent on Shabbos tastes different. You know the famous story, right? It tastes different. Shabbos.
Right, but
then
that goes back to
Chalashot
is still Shabbos.
I hear. But somehow that tuna fish is not just that famous. I hear. I'm not sure. That's a good kasha, Isaac. Yeah.
The first shayla that you mentioned by Chalashot is about Beis Kasanim. Shouldn't that also apply to the two meals of Shabbos also? Because you're going to be Marbet Mesuda anyway because it's Shabbos.
Right, but the reality is most people have special sudas on Shabbos. When you have a chasen and kala, you're not having your regular suda at home very often. It's catered, and even if it's not catered, you make it. You know, sometimes people have chicken on Friday night, but if you have a chasen and kala, you'll add meat. But very often the suda is a little fancier. The post can point out that if you look at the tunach yaminis, what should emerge is that we really can't be mekel just to say Sheva Brachas if you invite someone off the street. Because most are Mekel on Shabbos that you don't need Panim Chadoshos. So what does that imply? If we're Mekel on Shabbos that you don't need Panim Chadoshos, the Shabbos itself is Panim Chadoshos in Siyam Marbe and the Suda is. So what does that show you? Are we paskening like the Rambam or like Tosfos? It sounds like we're paskening like Tosfos, that the Tosefta Simcha is creating the context. But if that's the case, then you can't be Mekel in the other Shaila just to invite someone off the street. Because even though he might be Chayav, according to the Rambam, to say Sheva Brachas, but he's not adding any Simcha to Chas and Mekal. So the post can point out, if you put the two Nachmina together, it's very hard to be Mekel just to take someone off the street. You really have to get someone that's going to be Mesameh, the Chas and Mekal, either that they know or that their parents know. Because if not, then it's a Shaila whether you really can recite Sheva Brachas B'chlal. Yes. Okay, but you know the din of Yotzei Motzi allows someone else to make the bracha for them too. I mean, generally we try to do that. We try to be mechaved them with one of the brachas, but we try to be mechaved other people also. So right, as long as we mechaved them a little bit, they said they owe to the mitzvah themselves as well, but I think we're makel to assume that Yotzei Motzi allows other people to recite the brachas for them too. Yes. Oh, so before we talk about God, let's talk about Isha. So the third nafkamina that's often mentioned is, can a woman serve as a panim chadoshos? Let's say the kala has a friend or there's a colleague from work. She's a woman. So can she serve as panim chadoshos to be mechayev in shara brachas? The Piskei Tshuva in Hilchas Kiddushin quotes from the Achronim that an Isha cannot serve as Panim Chadoshos, neither a Kata nor an Isha. Why? Not that we don't think an Isha can be Choshev, but we said before that since Sheva Brachas could be Dvarim Sheva Kedusha, and a woman doesn't count for the minion of Sheva Brachas, for the Dvarim Sheva Kedusha, so she doesn't count for the minion, then she can't count as Panim Chadoshos either. She's not mechuyev in Sheva Brachas. She doesn't count for the minion, so she's not mechuyev in the Sheva Brachas, so she can't count as Panim Chadoshos. And they quote that this is what the Ritva in Ksuba says as well. He says that a woman can't count as Panim Chadoshos. This shayla should depend on the issue that we mentioned. If you say that Panim Chadoshos is to create a context of Tosef Simcha, why is a woman any worse than a man? You have a colleague, a female colleague at work, that the Kala is very friendly with, she couldn't come to the Chuppah, but now she's coming. The card that should add Simcha to the Kala. Strange to say, but maybe even a Goy, right? Adding Simcha, I don't know if I would go that far, I don't know. But maybe even a Katan, but certainly a woman, a Gedola, certainly a woman. Why can't that add simcha to the kala? If you hold Tosefes simcha, maybe an isha, maybe a kata, maybe even a goy could add simcha to the kala. But okay, leaving goy and kata out for a moment. But isha, what's the problem with isha? There's a technical halacha that the isha is not mitzdarif to the minyan, but she is a Jew. So you know, even if we say that only simcha of Yisrael, that creates a greater sense of simcha. It should create a greater sense of simcha. There's more of a camaraderie with Bas Yisrael. So, but that should be enough. You shouldn't need a man. If you hold like the Rambam, so then it's not so clear. If you hold like the Rambam, then since the woman is not mitzdarif to the minyan asara for davar shebekdusha, so maybe she can't serve as panim chadoshes either. Others suggest that maybe even according to the Rambam, the woman should be able to serve as panim chadoshes. Just because she's not mitzdarif to the minyan asara for the davar shebekdusha, that doesn't mean she's not mechuyev to give a bracha d'ilchos and a kala. It's a gzeras hakosuv that for dvarim shebekdusha, women can't be mitzdarif to the minyan. That doesn't mean that they're not mechuyev to give the bracha. L'chora, everyone, every person who's a Jew, every ben Yisrael, every bas Yisrael, has to give the brachas to chasan and kala, to be mishabeach hakadosh baruch hu for simcha of chasan and kala, to bench the chasan and kala, that they should have a lifetime of simcha together. Why would a woman not be mechuyev to do that? To some say, no, you have to link it. If she's not mitzvah to the minyan asara for the davar shebekdusha, then she doesn't have the chiyuv. Others say, who says the two are necessarily related? Maybe she's not mitzvah to the minyan asara because that's a technical halacha, but maybe she does have the chiyuv to give a bracha to chasan and kala. So it could be, there's a tzad to say, even according to the Rambam, a woman should be able to serve as panim chadashos. But of course, according to this tzad, katan and goy won't be able to, because clearly they're not b'nei chiyuva. Right? So I think there is room to say that a woman should be able to serve as panim chadashos. Certainly according to Tosfos, the woman can create Tosefes simcha, and even according to the Rambam, there is a possibility that the woman is mechuyev to say the Sheva Brachas. It's just she can't count for the minyan for davar shebekdusha. But because she's mechuyev to say the Sheva Brachas, we're not going to give a Sheva Brachas, you know, we're not going to give a bracha to the woman, just like she doesn't get an aliyah in shul, even if she might be mechuyev in Kriyas HaTorah. She's mechuyev, but she listens, mishum kovod atzibur, we're not going to give her an aliyah. So too, we're not going to give her one of the Sheva Brachas, but the chiyuv is there, so then midin yotze motzi will have the sheva brachas to be motzi the isha. So there is a mokum to say that an isha can count as part of chadashos. I'm not sure what the poskim hold on this. I think we generally try to have a man, because the Pesach Tshuva says that a woman doesn't count. But misvara, there is room to say that perhaps a woman should be able to serve as part of chadashos. I guess to be machmir for that side in the Rambam, that a woman can't count for the minyan asara because it's a davar shebekdusha, and since she can't count for the minyan asara, she also is not mechuyev to give brachas to chasan and kala, to be machmir for that shita, that siruf. So the minig in certain places is not to count women as panim chadashos. But just following the svara, certainly since we paskin like Tosfos, we just proved before that we paskin like Tosfos, is room, it makes sense, there is room to say that perhaps women should be able to count as panim chadashos. I think the Stipler and Ksubis points this out. Mm-hmm. That according to Tosis, it really does make sense that women should be able to count as panim chadashos. So, you know, if the Shaila comes up, you should ask the Shaila. There is room to negotiate, but this should depend at least partially on the Machlokas Tosis and the Rambam. Okay, we'll pass it.